Alright fellas, buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Mindful parenting. Now, before you click off thinking, that's not for me, hear me out. Being a dad, being a positive influence in a kid's life, that takes some serious mindfulness. You know those moments when your little one is screaming their head off because they want the blue cup instead of the red one? Yeah, that's where it gets real. But trust me, mastering mindful parenting isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight. It's about showing up for your kids with presence and intention. Think about it, you wouldn't show up to a big meeting stressed out and unprepared, right? Parenting is the same way. It demands our full attention, our patience, and our emotional intelligence. And honestly, who doesn't want to be the kind of dad that their kids can truly count on? The one they feel safe opening up to, the one who listens without judgment. That's what mindful parenting is all about, fellas. It's about building that strong, unshakable connection with your little humans by being fully present in each moment, even the messy ones. So, how do we actually make this happen? Let's break it down into some actionable steps. First things first, practice self-awareness. Before you react to anything, take a beat. Check in with yourself. Are you feeling stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed? Recognizing those emotions is the first step to managing them and responding calmly instead of reacting impulsively. Remember, your kids are watching your every move, so modeling emotional regulation is crucial. Next up, listen actively. This isn't just about hearing the words coming out of your kid's mouth. It's about truly understanding what they're saying. Get down to their level, make eye contact, and show them that you're genuinely interested in what they have to say. Even if they're rambling on about their favorite dinosaur for the 100th time, keep those ears open. Third, focus on empathy. Try to see things from your child's perspective. Why are they acting this way? What needs might they be trying to communicate? Remember those tantrums I mentioned earlier? Instead of getting frustrated, try asking yourself, what is my child feeling right now? Maybe they're hungry, tired, or just overwhelmed by their emotions. Now, set clear boundaries with kindness. This doesn't mean being a dictator. It means establishing healthy limits and expectations. Explain those boundaries clearly and calmly, and remember to follow through consistently. This helps your child feel safe and secure knowing what's expected of them. And finally, fellas, don't forget to prioritize self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make sure you're taking time for yourself to recharge, relax, and do things you enjoy. When you're feeling good about yourself, it radiates out to your kids and strengthens that bond even more. Think about that time when your own father was there for you, truly listened, and offered a guiding hand. Remember how it felt? You want to be that kind of dad for your children. That's the power of mindful parenting. It's about creating those unbreakable connections, building trust, and becoming a source of strength and support for your little ones. This isn't just some theoretical concept, fellas. I remember once when my son was going through a tough phase at school. He came home feeling frustrated and defeated. Instead of rushing in with solutions, I took a deep breath, sat down next to him, and truly listened to what he had to say. We talked about his feelings, his challenges, and what he needed from me. It wasn't easy, but that open conversation made all the difference. He felt heard, understood, and supported. And in that moment, I knew I was making a positive impact, not just by fixing things, but by being present and connecting with him on a deeper level. Remember, mindful parenting isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about showing up each day with intention, kindness, and a willingness to learn and grow alongside your children. So, take these key takeaways to heart. Practice self-awareness. Listen actively, cultivate empathy, set clear boundaries, and never forget to prioritize self-care. These are the building blocks of a strong, loving, and truly connected father-child relationship. Now, go out there and be the kind of dad you always dreamed of being. And don't forget to share this episode with your fellow dads. Let's spread the word about the power of mindful parenting together. Catch you on the next one, fellas.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.